you tell me your name and how old you are and what your job is?
Lubigi mi mula de loga de chiasika. Tena gi chala ka chi zevi na nikole tumra chi shunalola.
Ngonya mo tu mami nai, de mami nalo kom zube sundalo. Te chongka chungu chogi de. Sina
gi mi.
Mi pasa seila. Lo tuk chure shila.
Chure shila. Ba tangi mo mami na loga de chi de ga mula.
Lo ke chinga de chi chinga.
Na armi na ela.
Na kusum na ela.
Kusum na ela.
Te kusum ba go kandi asu. Nambo tuk chure nile mamuna tu tuk changa chinchanga mamuna tu chila te nambo tuk chere nile mamuna tu tuk chere sumlo ko tu kusme sasu.
So his name is Mr. Pasang and he is almost 64 years old, and before he worked as a royal bodyguard, and he joined almost in 1963 in the armed force, and then almost in 1985 he retired from the armed force. And then after retire, and he just opened a small shops here. Yep. In the Wangdi Fordon towns. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What was your experience like as part of the Royal Bodyguard?
So normally in the service of our third king, so he was almost in the third king times. So at that time, but his experience that there have been all the 20 districts in our country with our third majesty, and then at the same time, and he also went for some hunting animals with our third kings. Uh-huh. But and again, some teachers from India Army, they came here to have some drilling practice and some PT practice. So that is only the experience he have. But okay. Besides, he don't have other experience in the armed force.
Did you enjoy your experience?
So normally he is very happy with his experience, because as that time is very young, so even their teachers, they are coming like this from India, so they teach to how to climb in the rock side, how to climb in the trees, how to swim in the river and to cross the river, to grow in the like in the rock caves. So that is also in the very hot blood time, so they do whatever the teachers told to them to do. So that is the almost experience that he got normally.
Yeah. And were there any close calls ever? Any moments of danger?
Dani biodolo namsemi dosisibi bega asemela. Dosis on juin gas.
Sachi atiri kotukta di jaagule ji thamana nam nomu jore tutmela. Ti be building atira ne zumbe namsemi nembo taru chaw zumbe sundo tone se namsemindu tatela nanu bitora chisundo tumela.
So normally in the first time when they go in the cave, like from rock caves, so that is much dangerous. And slowly when you go many times, so then there is no dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
At the first moment they are very dangerous.
And what were they doing in the rock caves?
So normally why they are going for in the cave, in the rock to climb like this, because normally if they have us in the war also, so normally if go in a good path, the enemy will be there. So they are just trying to go learn how to climb on the cave sides also. So normally if you go in a good path, so they will definitely have an enemy to...
Okay.
Just any time to show there, just a training to climb on the sides.
Okay, interesting, cool. And so now you're here in Wangdi and you own this shop. Could you tell us a little bit about your shop and what you sell here?
Na agi na mamil gum jumula. Da songgo su de onda songgo ikole dumtachi shuna simela songgo. Ka debe judo ga.
Da songgo de danya mo de chindi. Ema gotu ta ji milop nam sangme na lo nam chinda mi jola. Ka karinda ba de gangi besu ba chin. Songgo ta ta ji.
Sabji da. Songgo de ji lo gam chias.
Da yitu lo phya lo ni ba de 85 le 86 nga lo. Songgo ti bola.
Tigalo lam meva de mushkar lam
lam nam to meva
yo mo kar lam meva de mo
kar nam to
meva. So normally when he retired from the armed force in 1985, so next year almost in 1986, he started to own the shops here. He opened the shops. So at that time there is no highways and the people are very less. And they have very difficult to go the business to go in a good way. So now at present he's happy because there's highway, lots of people are moving here and there, and now his small shop also having lots of improvements.
Yeah. Cool.
So normally because of the road and peoples, so it makes a good business for now.
And so I'm looking here, and we have a customer coming up, but I see you sell chilies and apples and garlic and onions and oranges and all sorts of vegetables. But I'm looking around town, and there's actually a lot of shops that sell similar things. So are there certain things that you sell that nobody else sells?
Mula dada kogi dada nga chanabi songka sheta odolo dada songka desu ichi maashura mula ham sambe kaara chora thebi du simela de nagi beo chinda susu zumi shinda marubi zuni ki iga simela
dada nina dada nga chigi logi beo mabasim giri nomi dada jibudara logi dada tsubo chundi jani nangi ruchi jagab janga beo chun doma bian doma chomchi kala bian kala chomchi gola bian gola chomchi mabola dada nga chuna dada nga chuna lita dada nebi mundu
So normally he is stating that, so as he is old and even the most of the shops are there almost in the same part, but he has a dream. He dreamed that he wants to open a big shop which is different than other shops.
Yeah.
But because of the old, and again the space of this town is very small, and they could not extend the house also. So that's why he cannot change the items.
Yeah. And do you live above the shop? Is your house right here?
So he's staying in the other side, for the rent normally.
And if you could expand your shop, what kind of things would you add?
So there is no extension for the towns beside in other side also, okay. And here there's a roadside,
right.
So they're difficult to ship the towns.
Right, but let's say that you had more space, what kind of products would you like to carry that you don't currently carry?
So no, the ani sago you watching the chala gachituri no say lola. Kamjuwe sago you watching la.
Kulo chala you go kindi dagote rantun ta mata chuzuru chumi. Kolagi bombeturo. Tikala chamdenis bombeturo at bombe watching. Ya to sell me to no mata to na chala begonuru.
So he has a plan to open, if he have a space to open a wholesale like a clothes, even if it's a cloth, so he want to put all the clothes
to sell clothes.
Yeah. And then I want again for the utensils like a pot and plates and everything.
Okay.
And he want to put a separate. Yep. But beside all the shops, they have same commodities.
Yeah.
So that's why he want to need a separate.
Yeah.
But because of the space, it's very difficult for them.